Tim Stillman joins us now. We're talking Riverside girls basketball. The Lady Cyclones are 9 wins, 11 losses on the year. 4 of those wins in the Big 7 this year. Certainly a lot of progress, some big strides, Coach. It's been a really good year, and a couple tough losses here down the stretch. Your latest 2 against Jeff West and Nemaha, teams that have been there towards the top of the league. The Jeff West game, 45-31, and seemed like second quarter, it was like 1 point, I guess. That kind of ended up being about the big difference in that ball game. Just kind of one stretch there, couldn't score, and too much to overcome, huh?
You know, that's pretty much been the story for us. We always have that one bad quarter. And, you know, in the league that we play in and the teams we play against, one bad quarter, it would doom you. And, I mean, unless you have a 20 or 30-point quarter to make up for that, it's an uphill battle. But, yeah, it was just one quarter. And, you know, they turned their defense up. We didn't adjust well. And, you know, we went into halftime and had to make some huge adjustments.
Only had 3 players score as well, so that's probably not the recipe for success. Weiser and Hayes in double digits, but just not enough, I guess, balance that night from the team. And then against Nemaha Central, again, happened to play one of the top squads in the league, and Nemaha wins at 42-30. Again, have to feel like, I guess, you competed, right? I mean, there were some good things there, just not quite enough for the win again.
You know, it was. And, you know, we got off to a very, very slow start in the first period. I think we scored either 2 or 5 points. And, you know, just a team like that, you know, once again, you know, you cannot give them that big of a buffer and think you're going to come back. And, you know, we went into halftime and we was down double digits. And, you know, the halftime talk was, you know, we made the adjustments, but it was just, okay, we have a goal to score, you know, 15 points in this quarter. And they came out and they did. They achieved that goal. We had we outscored them maybe 16-4, 16-2 in the third quarter. And that closed the gap. But, you know, the very skilled team, very patient on offense. And, you know, we made some, rotation, mistakes on our defense and gave up some easy backdoor layups. But, you know, we learned from our mistakes.
Well, the good thing was you had 8 different girls score, nobody in double digits, but yeah, that 15-2 first quarter deficit was certainly a big one. Well, Coach, it's on to Substate now, kind of a whole new season, everything's history at this point, and I know you're excited about it. I mean, you made a run last year to the Substate Championship game and back in 2A and away from all the Big 7 League teams again this year. It starts Monday against Horton, same side of the bracket as the top seed Jackson Heights, but you think the girls, despite these last couple losses, are going to be able to flip the switch and refine an excitement level to go compete in Substate?
You know, we talked about it the other day in practice, and, you know, it's everybody's 0-0 again, so we're starting from scratch all over. It's just the stakes are a lot higher now. You win or you go home, and I think coming into this and, you know, off the last couple of losses we took and the learnings that we got out of it, the girls understand more of the communication piece on defense and sticking to the script. But, you know, right now we got to figure out our scoring. Our scoring has plagued us for the past few games, and some of the girls that we rely on aren't really getting it done for us, so we're looking for other options. But all in all, I think the girls are ready for this, and I'm ready for this, and, you know, we'll see if lightning strikes twice for us.
You bet. Well, best of luck making a run next week in Substate, starting Monday, home game against Horton. Coach, thanks for your time all season long here on the radio.
All right, I appreciate you. See you next season.
Tim Stillman, head coach of the Riverside Girls. We'll talk Cyclone Boys basketball after this timeout.